Lesson 31.
In Lesson 30, Mrs. Bond tells Isabel and Johnny that Grandma Gloria has telephoned, saying that they have left a package there. Isabel tells her that the package contains chocolates and wine, and that they had forgotten to give it to them. Then Mr. Bond tells Isabel and Johnny that Uncle James wants to speak to them about something important, and he wants them to go to his office at Wide World Tour Operators at 10 a.m. the next day. Mr. Bond cannot tell them what it is about because it is a surprise. The next day, Isabel and Johnny go to Uncle James's office, and they are surprised to find Melody there. Uncle James explains that in 3 months, two of his employees are leaving the company. Mr. Martini is leaving because he is going to open his own travel agency. And Mr. Bronson is retiring. So he needs three smart young people with good knowledge of languages and computers to take their place. Therefore, he offers the job to Isabel, Johnny, and Melody. He tells them that he will give them a week to discuss his offer with their parents. Then he tells Melody to take her cousins to lunch and to charge it as a business expense. While walking through Oxford Street, Johnny explains to them the difference between a tour operator and a travel agent. Opening a bank account. It is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Isabel and Johnny are in the living room watching TV.
Johnny, I have just received a text message from Francesco. He says that they are on their way back from Wales and expect to arrive in London this afternoon, shortly after 5.
Very well. I am going to the hotel in half an hour. Are you coming with me?
Certainly. I am going to take a shower and I will be ready by 4:30.
By the way, what is the difference between an SMS and a text message?
Short message service, SMS, and text messaging, texting, are the same thing.
At 5 o'clock, Isabel and Johnny are already at the hotel. 20 minutes later, Johnny's parents and Francesco arrive. They all hug and kiss happily.
Let's go up to the suite. Driving always makes me hungry and thirsty.
Papa, there's a pub over there. Look, there on the left.
I know, but the little fridge in our suite is well stocked. Let's go upstairs.
Now they are all in the suite, sitting in comfortable armchairs and talking.
Francesco, you look so tired.
Too much walking in Cardiff. I don't understand why one must go around on foot when one can go by car.
Poor little boy. And I keep boasting that my son Francesco is an athlete. I tell everybody that he plays football and goes skiing, swimming and running.
I am a tired athlete.
Papa, tell us about the trip.
Mama will tell you. I'm a tired driver. By the way, Johnny, you have rented a fantastic car. It has been a pleasure driving it. Bravo!
Yes, really fantastic. Even at 130 kilometers per hour, the ride was quiet and smooth.
What are you talking about? The speedometer indicated only 80.
Yes, 80 miles, which corresponds to 130 kilometers per hour.
So, tell us about the trip.
As I have already told you, as soon as we arrived in London, I called my friend Castelli in Cardiff and asked him to book two hotel rooms for us. When we arrived there, though, he told us that he hadn't booked any rooms.
So what did you do?
He hadn't booked any rooms because he wanted us to stay at his house.
How kind of him! Is his wife Italian too?
No, she is Welsh, but she speaks Italian better than her husband does. In fact, when Castelli speaks Italian, he sometimes uses Italianized English words.
Just like me. Instead of saying spremere, he says squeezare. And instead of congelare, he says frizzare.
It was so funny. The day after we arrived, they took us to the National Museum, to Millennium Center, to Chapter Arts Center, and to Cardiff Castle.
For dinner, they took us to an Indian restaurant, Gateway of India. The food was delicious.
We spent the rest of the time visiting various little towns and villages around Cardiff.
They were extremely kind and generous. They cooked the most delicious food for us and served us French wine.
We enjoyed every moment of the trip, but the best part of it was our visit to Isabel's grandparents in Bath.
For how long did you stay there?
We arrived in Bath at about 10 o'clock in the morning and left the next day at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
They didn't want us to leave. I would have stayed there longer. I had such fun playing with Spark. What a clever dog.
So, while Francesco was having fun, his brother spent two whole days cleaning and putting our flat in order.
He means 2 hours. Besides, Melody and I did most of the work.
Don't believe her, Francesco. I cleaned all the window panes and the bathroom without any gloves.
And without an apron.
Now, for the good news.
Are you going to get married?
Don't be silly. This morning, Uncle James asked us if Isabel, Melody and I would be interested in working at Wide World Tour Operators. In 3 months, two of his employees are leaving. So he needs 3 people with good knowledge of languages and computers to work with him.
That is fantastic news. So what was your answer?
Uncle James has given us a week to think it over. Before giving him an answer, he wants us to consult our parents.
Melody has already accepted.
I like the idea very much. But the final decision is yours.
I agree with your father, Gianni. Isabel, what do you think?
I want to be with Gianni. It does not matter if it is in England, in Italy, or even in Australia. So, as Papa says, it's up to him.
Tomorrow, Isabel's parents want to organize a dinner party for the whole family. I will announce my decision tomorrow evening.
Dio mio, how dramatic.
By the way, my mother suggests having the party at Uncle James's house. They have a large dining room and a nice garden in the back of the house.
A good idea. Tell your mother that we should meet tomorrow morning to decide what to cook and to go grocery shopping.
I will.
Gianni, before leaving, I am going to give you and Francesco some money for your rent and for your daily expenses. I also think it would be convenient for you to open a bank account.
Isabel and I have already found out the requirements for opening a bank account.
I have the information on my cell phone. Every bank has its own rules. Even different branches of the same bank can have special requests regarding documentation. While opening an account, it is wise to take the following documents with you: passport, driver's license, identity card, rent contract, work contract.
Mr. Mason will give me the rent contract as soon as I pay the rent.
And what about me? If the bank account were in Gianni's name only, I would always be in balia of Big Brother.
In English, you would say, at Big Brother's mercy. Poor Francesco, you were quite right. I think that you and Gianni should open a joint bank account. Don't you agree, Signor Mancini?
Of course I do. I was just about to suggest it.
What is a joint bank account?
Un conto corrente bancario cointestato.
Brava, Isabel. That's it. Thank you, Papa. Now I feel more relaxed.
I don't.
Vocabulary. I will be ready by 4. Sarò pronto per le 4. They are on their way back. Stanno tornando. SMS. Short message text. Corto messaggio di testo. Now repeat after me. Bank account. To expect. Shortly after. Text message. Difference. Stands for. Service. Over there. Well stocked. Upstairs. To go around. I keep boasting. Athlete. The ride. Quiet. Smooth. Speedometer. Welsh. Italianized. To squeeze. To freeze. For how long? Per quanto tempo? As long as he is happy. Purché sia felice. It is up to him. Dipende da lui. Now repeat after me. Castle. Gateway. Village. Extremely. Generous. Longer. Final. Decision. To organize. Dramatic. Daily expenses. Requirements. Branch. Request. Regulations. It is wise. Identity card. Rent contract. Joint.
Useful phrases. At the bank. I would like to open, close an account. I would like to open a personal account. I would like to open a business account. I would like to make a deposit, please. I would like to make a withdrawal, please. What is the exchange rate today? What are your business hours? Our business hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. I would like to make a bank transfer, please. I would like to take out a loan. What is your interest rate? I would like to submit a complaint. I would like to report a credit card fraud. When you contact your bank online, they may ask you these questions. Please provide the last 4 digits of your account. Can you provide some details about your inquiry? Your message has been assigned to one of our agents. At the bank. Useful vocabulary. Cashier, UK. Teller, US. ATM, automated teller machine. Financial institution, bank. Safe deposit vault. Branch. Monthly statements. Fee information document, UK. Fee schedule, US. Maintenance fee. Savings account. Checking account. Joint bank account. Overdraft protection.
British and American English. Calzamaglia. British English. Tights. American English. Pantyhose. Camion de traslochi. British English. Removal van. American English. Moving van. Carceriere, secondino. British English. Prison officer. American English. Correctional officer. Autunno. British English. Autumn. American English. Fall. Spazzatura. British English. Rubbish. American English. Garbage. Tempo libero. British English. Spare time. American English. Free time. Common mistakes made by Italian students. Mi piace giocare al calcio. I like to play at football. Sbagliato. Wrong. I like to play football. Corretto. Right. La domenica mattina molte persone vanno a messa. The Sunday morning many people go to mass. Sbagliato. Wrong. On Sunday morning many people go to mass. Corretto. Right. I cani sono animali fedeli. The dogs are faithful animals. Wrong. Dogs are faithful animals. Right. Ho bisogno di 100 euro per comprarmi un paio di scarpe. I need 100 euros to buy a pair of shoes. Wrong. I need 100 euro to buy a pair of shoes. Right. C'erano meno persone alla partita a causa della pioggia. There were less people at the match because of the rain. Wrong. There were fewer people at the match because of the rain. Right. La maggior parte degli italiani ama il calcio. Most of the Italians love the football. Wrong. Most Italians love football. Right. Non mi piace fare il mio letto. I don't like to do my bed. Wrong. I don't like to make my bed. Right. Homophones. Scene. Scena. Scene. To see, saw, seen. Vedere. Mount Etna eruption. I have never seen such a picturesque scene. To sew. Cucire. To sew. Seminare. The wife sews while her husband sews.
Words in which OW are pronounced O. Marlowe's bungalow. Marlowe is a really nice fellow, and I owe him my happiness. Marlowe and I used to work in the same bank. We usually spent our Saturday evenings bowling. But one Saturday we could not play, because Marlowe had hurt his right elbow playing tennis. So we went to a nearby pub instead. We sat down and ordered 2 large bowls of fish and chips and 2 pints of ale. After his second pint, Marlowe looked at me seriously and in a low, mellow tone of voice said, "Alex, I am worried about you. Your cheeks are hollow, and there is a strained glow in your eyes. Lately, you have become a shadow of yourself. You look like an old crow. What is wrong with you?" I didn't answer. So he slowly continued, "Perhaps I know. You hate sitting from 9 to 5 in that narrow, depressing office, doing shallow work. Alex, you should act. You should act now. Come on, grow up. show your courage. I looked at him and said, I don't get you, Marlowe. What should I do according to you? It's very simple, he replied. Quit your job, sell your house, sell your car, follow your heart. That night, I lay awake for hours thinking about Marlowe's words. The next morning, Sunday, I got up early and went for a walk in the nearby park. The ground was wet and covered with yellow leaves. It was rather chilly, but I kept walking and thinking. Then, all of a sudden, I took the great decision. On Monday, I would quit my job. When I arrived home, I made myself a cup of hot tea, sat down upon my sofa, and telephoned Marlowe. When I told him the great news, he shouted with joy and kept saying, "You did it! You did it!" The next morning, Monday, I went to my bank and handed my resignation letter to my boss. In the afternoon, when I met Marlowe at the pub, he was all smiles. He gave me a big hug and said, "Alex, I'm proud of you." Then, while drinking his second pint of beer, Marlowe, with his usual slow, mellow tone of voice, said, "Alex, I am sure you know that my wife and I own a bungalow just 4 miles from the city. Here are the keys and the address of the bungalow. You can stay there as long as you like. My wife loves city life, so we never go there." Then he added, "The only thing that I ask you in return is to take care of our little meadow behind the bungalow, and in spring and summer you should mow the grass." 2 weeks later, in Marlowe's bungalow. Here I am, my friends. I have followed Marlowe's advice. I have quit my job. I have sold my house and my car and come to live in this bungalow. It is 9 o'clock in the morning and it has just stopped raining. I am still lying on my comfortable bed with 2 pillows under my head. Through the open window, I can see a lovely rainbow in the distance, and I can hear the sweet chirping of sparrows, the sound of flowing water in the stream below, and the gentle blowing of the wind are sweet music to my ears. It is like paradise here. I have thrown away all my sorrows and worries now. I don't miss what I have left behind, the city, the noise, the masses of cars, pollution, and my job. It is getting cold now. It may even snow. I'm going to shut the window, bring in a wheelbarrow of wood, and light up the fireplace.
Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Fellow. To owe. Hurt. Nearby. A pint of ale. Low. Mellow. Cheek. Hollow. Glow. Shadow. Crow. Shallow. To act. Quit your job. Resignation letter. Ground. Leaf. Leaves. Chili. All of a sudden. Hug. Key. To stay. Meadow. To mow. Lying. Pillow. Rainbow. Chirping. Sparrow. Flowing. To blow. Ear. Throw, through, thrown. Sorrow. Worry. To miss. Noise. To snow. Wheelbarrow. Wood. Fireplace. Phrasal verbs and idioms. To turn down the heating, the volume. Abbassare. Il riscaldamento, il volume.
In winter, if you turn down the heating, you save money. The reason is simple. The less gas you use, the less you pay. Besides, you help the environment by reducing pollution.
To turn down an offer. Rifiutare un'offerta.
After 3 interviews, the company offered me the position. I was very happy, of course. I thought that I had finally found the job of my dreams. However, when they told me that I would have to spend most of my time traveling, I turned down their offer. My wife and I have 2 small children, and I want to spend as much time as possible with them.
To deal with. Occuparsi di. Gestire.
According to the Pew Research Center statistics, in the United States, teenagers are spending nearly 8 hours a day on digital media. In Italy, the situation is a little better. 79% of teenagers spend about 4 hours a day on social media. So how should parents deal with their children's social media addiction? The first thing to do is to set a limit on the amount of time they can spend online daily. Then, you should make them understand that access to social media is a privilege, not a right. If they start complaining, tell them that you bought the smartphone.
to back up. Copiare, fare una copia di riserva. E back up, un duplicato, una copia.
Duplicating or backing up your computer data at work and at home is extremely important, because several situations may occur that could result in the loss of your information. You may lose your data due to computer or hard drive failure. You may also lose your information if your computer is lost or stolen. A virus or malware introduced in a computer could erase a hard drive. An external hard drive is a good option for basic backup purposes. You can also use a pen drive.
To scroll up. Scorrere verso su. To scroll down. Scorrere verso il basso. In giù.
Mrs. Dalloway.
My computer. Using phrasal verbs and idioms. In the past 10 years, every time my husband wanted to buy me a computer, I turned down his offer. I am not very fond of electronic devices. Last month, though, he managed to convince me, and he bought me a laptop. Now, here I am trying to figure out how to deal with it. He bought a computer for his mother, too, so she comes to me for advice. The two of us, with my son's invaluable guidance, are learning how to work on them. This is what we have learned so far. To click on means to move the mouse over an item to select it. To back up means to make an extra copy of a file. To scroll up and to scroll down mean to move slowly to the top or the bottom of a text with your mouse. We have also learned that to print out means to send an electronic document to a printer. Moreover, to opt in means to accept, while to opt out means to refuse. You should see the bright face of Josephine when she says to me, "Evelyn, as soon as I finish cleaning the bathrooms, I am going online." She spends most of her time online looking for recipes. This morning, she asked me, "Evelyn, these gentlemen keep saying, 'We use cookies.' What do they mean?" Then she started laughing.
I am not fond of. Non mi piace molto. Device. Dispositivo, apparecchio. Advice. Consiglio o consigli. Guidance. Guida, assistenza. Item. Oggetto, articolo. Printer. Stampante.